Hey, this is Libby spilling all the political tea, straight politics, no chaser. You know, the go-to for all your political needs. Think the Bodega Boys, but political. It's millennial politics served piping hot. I just gotta laugh. I can't do this. I can't. The past 3 weeks, everything happened and nothing at all happened. Let's get into it. This will be a long episode. Brace yourself. Are you ready? Well, first things first, Hunter Biden's gun conviction. Total bullshit. I'm just gonna say it. Fuck it. I don't give a flying fuck what he did or didn't do. Hunter Biden, the president's son, was convicted of all three felony charges related to the purchase of a revolver in October 2018. Hunter lied on a mandatory gun purchase form by saying he was not illegally using or addicted to drugs when he actually was addicted to crack at the time. This is giving Kenneth Starr-esque witch hunt circa 98 Bill Clinton. That's what this is. Republicans can't find anything on Biden, nor his wife, nor Beau, nor his daughter, nor his deceased wife, nor his deceased daughter, nor his parents, nor his grandchildren. All they can do is to disparage this man is attack his only living son who has been through hell and back. The man's mother and sister died when he was a toddler, and his only brother died 30 years later. Give the man a break. As someone who is actively grieving the loss of a sibling, grief is a certified bitch. Do I want to smoke a crack pipe when I wake up? No. Is it hell every day? Yes. Leave that man alone. And then you add the fact that his father was the vice president, and you have been under the microscope since your mother died because your father got sworn into the Senate a few weeks after your sister and mother died. Leave this man the fuck alone. Him smoking crack and carrying a gun is not a threat to me nor the average American. Also, I think the former vice president son should have a gun. They were sending bombs to Democrats under Trump. Remember that when some psycho sent a bomb to CNN and Hillary and all these other Democrats? Despite all of this, Hunter is not running for president. So I am confused as to why this is an issue, but it's not an issue. It's a strategic revenge against Biden and Democrats for Trump being impeached twice and Trump being convicted and having numerous other court cases, like his election fraud case in Georgia. The whole court case was a waste of taxpayer money. Those are my sentiments. Hunter is slated to appeal the conviction and has another tax trial on September 5th in Los Angeles. This is a witch hunt. He could face anywhere from 15 to 21 months for lying on a federal screening form by denying lying to a gun dealer and possession of a firearm while using or addicted to unlawful drugs. His max is 25 years, but he is a first-time offender, so that is not an option. The sentencing date is not for a few months and could actually take years. Please note, Biden could pardon his son, but he has said that he will not do it. I would do it. And I know our I'm sorry. I know an orange goblin that would do so too. Biden doesn't believe he nor his family are above the law. And since he is a lawyer and knows the law well, he's taking both of his son's cases in stride. I know he probably feels extremely guilty because let's be honest. Republicans would not go after Hunter if Biden wasn't president. And that is the bottom line. So I feel bad that Biden has to deal with the literal persecution of his only living son. And it is because of his political ambitions, all while running a country that is in the trenches, running for re-election. It's all too much. Keep in mind, Trump's friend, Steve Bannon, filed an emergency application for continued release with the Supreme Court this week after a federal appeals court denied his request for release pending appeal of his convictions in May. Bannon was previously sentenced in 2022 for contempt of Congress after defying a subpoena from January 6th Select Committee. He is set to report to prison on July 1st and desperately trying to avoid it. But Bannon isn't the only Trump friend employee affiliate that is criminally innate. Peter Navarro, Michael Cohen, Paul Manafort, George Papalopoulos, Roger Stone, Rick Gates, and Alan Weisselberg have all been sentenced to prison for everything from contempt of Congress to campaign finance violations. And now Trump has been convicted too. These are the real criminals in America, not Hunter Biden, if you didn't know. Trump also went back to Congress for the first time since January 6th. Frankly, he should have been banned from the Capitol for being an insurrectionist, but that is just my common sense opinion, and common sense isn't common in this country. So here we are. He went to the Capitol to meet with vice presidential contenders, which he still hasn't announced, congressional allies, and former foes. He even met with his frenemy, Mitch McConnell, whom said that Trump earned the nomination, which I personally think is asinine because I would never endorse someone that made my colleagues and I run for our lives. Party affiliation or not, but that is just me. I just want to know who Trump's running mate will be since he can't have Mike Pence because he made Pence run for his life on January 6th. Apparently, the short list is Doug Burgum, North Dakota's two-time governor, J.D. Vance, a Republican senator from Ohio, and Marco Rubio, Republican senator from Florida. There are others on the list, like Tim Scott, Elise Stefanik, and Byron Donalds. But the whispers around are really around the first three people. No words. The earliest presidential debate in history is a few days away. So on June 27th, make sure you tune in. There were some rumors that Trump canceled it, but I guess it is still on. Their last debate was 1,300 days ago, and we all remember how that went. This debate can be real simple if Biden gives us what he gave during the State of the Union in January. And if Trump gives us what he gave when he debated Biden in 2020 and Hillary in 2016, pure unhingedness. The debate is coming down to an unhinged felon and someone who is painted to be physically and mentally unequipped. Biden needs to amplify his wins and explain any perceived shortcomings. Harp on his creation of 15 million jobs, reducing the cost of prescription drugs, having the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years, having the lowest unemployment rate for Black people in history, saving the country from one of the worst catastrophic economic downfalls since FDR during a global pandemic and post-insurrection. He elected the most Black people to the courts in history, put a Black woman on the Supreme Court. He fixed the baby formula shortage. And violence is down 50% across the country. No insurrection in sight. If he plays to his strengths, this will be easy. Then all he has to do is discuss the fact that Trump is a two-time impeached convicted felon, six-time bankrupt person, and known philanderer and sexual assaulter that cheats on his pregnant wife with prostitutes. Oh, and the fact that 40 out of 44 members of Trump's cabinet, including his own vice president, refused to endorse him. Simple enough, right? This election is about the wisdom, character, and judgment of the leader of the free world. And the only better candidate than Biden is Hillary. And y'all didn't like the pantsuit lady who would have been wrapping up her second term right now if she had won. So here we are. Elections have consequences. Watch the debate. Pop some popcorn. You do not want to miss this. Please note that Trump said if he loses, there will be a bloodbath, i.e. another January 6th. Think about that when you go vote. Please also be aware there are a lot of cheap fakes going around. That is what Biden's campaign is calling these viral clips of Biden in a negative light. One came out recently of Biden talking to the skydivers at G7, but the Trump campaign made it seem like he was randomly and aimlessly walking off. The Trump campaign is engaging in a digital war against the Biden campaign, and these viral videos taken out of context is insanity. Don't fall for it. There is also another one of Biden and Obama on stage, and they're saying that Biden froze and Obama had to escort him off stage. Please don't believe the hype. This is my favorite part of the episode, which I call BFFR, like make it make sense. I think it's self-explanatory. Dr. Fauci testified 3 weeks ago before a Republican-led House panel investigating the origins of COVID-19 and the government's pandemic response. Another waste of taxpayer money. Someone said the investigation is because Fauci was making up rules and regulations during the pandemic. Bitch, that was his job. Like, y'all kill me, yo. Y'all really fucking kill me. Y'all are really starting to piss me off. Like, for real. The man saved lives and could have saved more if we didn't have a demagogue for president telling y'all to drink bleach and acid and horse tranquilizer and all kinds of things. Please go on from here with something else, please. Then Rand Paul had the audacity to publicly attack Fauci for COVID-19 while simultaneously his wife was buying stock in treatments and he didn't report it for 16 months. These are the criminals, people, not Fauci. Democrats are saying this was a politically motivated effort to denigrate him. I concur. Next story. On a side note, the Federal Court of Appeals ruled that a grant program for Black women business owners called the Freedom Fund in Atlanta is discriminatory. The irony, Black women businesses have risen astronomically in recent years, especially since the pandemic. Here are the stats. From 2014 to 2019, Black women-owned businesses grew 50%, the highest growth rate of any female demographic. During this time, Black women accounted for 42% of all women who started new businesses, 36% of all Black employers. From 2017 to 2020, Black women-owned employer businesses increased by 18.14%, which was faster than women-owned businesses, 9.06%, and Black-owned businesses, 13.64%. In 2021, Black women-owned businesses grew by 20.2%, which was faster than Black-owned businesses, 14.3%, and women-owned businesses, 3.1%. Despite the numbers, Black women businesses are the least funded, only receiving 1% of venture capital funding. So Black women decided to pool their money and resources to fund each other's businesses, and that is ruled illegal. Peak insanity. And this was spearheaded by the group American Alliance for Equal Rights by Edward Blum, the same conservative activist behind the Supreme Court case that ended affirmative action in college admissions. Shocker! What is even more ironic and insidious and treacherous is the court used Section 1981 of the 1866 Civil Rights Act, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of race when enforcing contracts, a Reconstruction era law that was originally intended to protect formerly enslaved people from economic exclusion, was used against the Freedom Fund. Anti-affirmative action activists have been leveraging it to challenge programs intended to benefit minority-owned businesses. You bastards. And that is all I will say about that. It's giving Koch brothers. On another side note, remember I told y'all bird flu was on the rise? Well, H5N1, one of the many viruses that causes bird flu, has killed approximately 24,000 sea lions and seals along the South American coast in less than a year. The ocean is trying to tell us something, and people are willfully ignoring it. I have no further comment. Honorable mention. Y'all got Victor Newman, aka Eric Braeden, on Twitter calling people bitches. Lord, I never thought I would see the day when I was a little girl watching Young and the Restless with my grandmother that this exchange would transpire, but it did. A racist white woman came on Beyoncé's internet talking crazy on the Young and the Restless Twitter account comments and General Hospital. General Hospital blocked her a couple weeks ago for that, but Young and the Restless didn't. And so Eric Braeden, who is very lively on Twitter, saw it and he went off, as he should. The woman said racist things about his black cast members and he was not having it. I, as a diehard Young and the Restless fan, was living. I love the character Victor Newman. He has one of the best character arcs in the history of TV, and I love Victor. I wanted to marry him when I was a little girl. So to find out Eric Braeden is a real one brought me pure joy. Not sure if this is political, but if you follow his Twitter account, it's very political. So go follow Victor Newman on Twitter. Now, I could have discussed today an Arizona man planned a mass shooting targeting African Americans at an Atlanta concert to incite a race war. The fleet of Russian warships leaving Havana after a 5-day visit to Cuba following planned military drills. Biden having another star-studded fundraiser with Barack Obama in LA, which raised $30 million. The Louisiana governor signing into law the Ten Commandments having to be displayed in every public school classroom. Republican lawmaker Mary Morrissey caught on camera pouring water into Democratic Representative Jim Carroll's bag multiple times in 5 months. She's fucking nuts. Trump talking about, you just gotta laugh. You really gotta laugh. Trump talking about executing people at several White House meetings. That's not funny. But going back to the last point, please watch that video of this Mary lady pouring the water in this man's bag. Like, you have to watch this shit to believe it. Please just go back in your free time, whenever you need a good laugh. Like, she walked past this man's bag multiple times and poured water in it on camera, and they got her ass, and now she apologizes. Please just go watch it because it's hilarious. Like, you insidious. Like, you sick motherfucker. I'm sorry, I digress. That is hilarious to me. I saw that video, I was like, what is wrong? Like, how demented do you have to be? Like, you ain't got no scruples. As my junior high school English teacher would say, you ain't got no scruples. Like, you really have lost the plot. I wish I would walk past my colleague. I don't care if they're Republican, independent, libertarian. I don't care. A Tea Party, a Trumper, a MAGA. I'm not taking time out of my day to pour no water in nobody's bag. I'm gonna pour water on you, but I'm not pouring no water in your bag. That's like sick. That is peak passive aggressive. I'm done. Oh Lord. Trump saying he never said to lock Hillary up, a blasphemously blatant lie. Yes, I'm making up words and phrases today, just like Republicans make up lies. Like, we all heard this man say, lock her up. Had the whole crowd saying, lock her up. And now you're going to say you didn't see And y'all say Biden is decrepit and slow and old. And this man is bipolar. Trump clearly said to lock her up for years. And now he didn't say that. I'm done. Okay. While Trump is out here trying to cover up his lies and backtrack, NYPD is currently preparing to revoke Trump's concealed carry permit. And someone said on Twitter, and I quote, "A man who can't have a gun permit shouldn't have the nuclear codes." End quote. My sentiments precisely. 131 college scholarships being put on hold or modified in Texas as universities strive to comply with the new law banning diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. I have no words. Supreme Court Justice Coon Thomas took three undisclosed. I'm sorry. But I'm going to say it again because I don't give a damn. Supreme Court Justice Coon Thomas took three undisclosed trips on a private jet provided by a GOP mega donor. Yeah, those first couple words and those last two words make the sentence make sense, don't it? Mm. Supreme Court Justice Alito was missing from the bench for 2 days as opinions were being handed down in the courtroom. Where was he? Questions that need answers. The Supreme Court upheld a law banning domestic abusers from owning guns. And someone said on Twitter, and I quote, "This disqualifies 40% of law enforcement," end quote. And I hollered. The Supreme Court preserved access to the widely used abortion medication, throwing out legal challenges from abortion opponents. Then there was the Caucasian man that pushed the black superintendent out the way at the graduation because he didn't believe he deserved to shake his daughter's hand. The fucking gall. Anyway, Biden and Harris had a Juneteenth celebration at the White House last week that everyone that matters loved. Happy Juneteenth, y'all. Some people should be forced to work for free on that day, but that's neither here nor there. The Black Wall Street survivors. I really feel that way. I really, some of y'all need to go to work on that day and stay there for free. Anyway, the Black Wall Street survivors losing their court case for reparations. That's just devastating. Doesn't even make sense. Senate Democrats launched an investigation into payments to Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner's firm. Good, since we're going after presidential sons. Please note, he received a $2 billion investment from the Saudis when he left the White House. But y'all worried about Hunter Biden. Okay. And so much more has happened in the past 3 weeks. But per usual, I just cannot. So I will conclude here. Thank you for listening to my political pontification. If you liked it, loved it, or hated it, please tell a friend to tell a friend. And please check out my website, thepoliticaltea.com. You can generously donate to my chai latte habit on it. Ciao.